Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here I'm freshly back from Yankee Stadium. And I'm not even mad. Yeah, I am mad. But I'm tired of being mad. It's a long week. It's Friday. We're going to talk about everything, but I just can't go into the negative vibe. 888-808-1019. Hit the line one time. I want to talk to you. I'm going to lay out. I mean, you guys have heard me talk about these New York Yankees all week, all month. You heard of the June boon swoon? Well, in July, you cry. Ah, man. That one was fun until it wasn't. And those South Jersey, Pennsylvania, South Jersey, dirty Philly fans in our building chanting Eagles. I'm not going to spell it out. If you were in there, you knew what time it was. Where do we begin? Let's go back. Today, the Yankees made a trade for Ryan McMahon. And you know what I always say? The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We'll never agree on anything. We hate each other. We fight each other. And I don't know. I would hope that it's more like a 65, a 70, 30 split. 70% of the fan base that says, yeah, good move. Good move. Because you don't know the guys that they gave up. 70% of the fan base is not familiar with the two arms that they gave up. And this is a huge hole filled. And this is a guy whose name we've been talking about for a couple years now. And this is an upgrade over what we have at third base. And it's not a rental. Well, what happened there? And I don't know, man. I just the Colorado pipeline continues from DJ LeMahieu to guys like Michael Tauchman to, I don't know, Adam Ottavino, Holiday. You know, there's been a bunch of different guys from Colorado that have come here and had some success. So when I saw the trade today, I said, oh, what's this? Okay, what did we give up? When we gave up two guys that were not top 10 prospects, not household names, not guys that Yankee fans are really familiar with, I'm like, okay, you got to give to get. And it made me think about this. What is the number one priority right now at this trade deadline, which is not today, not tomorrow, like we still got some time. I would say the number one priority was loud as hell tonight. If you watch that game on Apple TV, if you listen to that game right here on The Fan, if you went to the game, it was loud what the Yankees need. Third base is cool. Ryan McMahon, come on down. He's going to be a plus defender. You can call me up and tell me about his road splits. You can call me up and tell me about it. I don't care about that. This is not Coors Field. This is not like playing for the Rockies. Imagine you playing for the Rockies and you got to go face the Dodgers and the Padres and the Giants. The Giants right now are down 3-1 to the Mets in the bottom of the third. Rafael Devers at the plate. I think Juan Soto had a ground out to drive a run in. Pete Alonso had a sac fly to drive a run in. And then Juan Soto had a double to drive the third run in. And I think it was a double by Devers in the first after a single. And, you know, that first run scored. So it's 3-1. We'll keep an eye on the Mets out in San Francisco. It's cold out there. And it's exactly the opposite of what it felt like in the Bronx tonight. So, yeah, Ryan McMahon, we'll talk about. Call me up and tell me why you hate him. Call me up and tell me why you love him. I think you got to give the guy a chance to fail, right? I think you got to give the guy an opportunity to come here and see what version of himself we get. Don't tell me about the $16 million or what he's owed. Like, you gotta invest some money into the team, and the Yankees have money, and it's not like this is going to stop them from doing anything if they're serious about winning. And I think they are serious about winning, right? I would hope so. I would hope so. With this deadline tonight, it was loud that, okay, you don't give up your top guys. Even all the rumors about, oh, Spencer Jones, right? Are they going to trade Spencer Jones? I don't think so. And Spencer Jones was pulled from the lineup with the Rail Riders today. And Jack Curry made sure everybody knew, like, hey, it's because of back spasms and it's not because of any trade potential. So Spencer Jones, I think, is off limits. George Lombard Jr., we'll see. But where I'm going here is that you didn't give up top prospects to get Ryan McMahon. You would have probably had to give up top prospects to get Eugenio Suarez, and I'm fine with that. They have filled the third base hole. He'll make his debut tomorrow, and now Cashman gets to continue to wheel and deal and try and get us some bullpen help. 888-808-1019. That's clearly the need. 10 runs given up by the Yankees bullpen. You know, when I say it was fun while it lasted, or it was fun in the beginning, like, it's Friday night, it's Anthony Volpe bobblehead night. Shout out to Volpe homering. He had a ton of his family members out there. I'm glad that they got to see that. The Yankees, I knew early in this game, obviously Belly scores, or Belly homers, and the Yankees score first, and then Wells follows up, and I kept saying to myself, two is not enough, two is not enough, because you know who you're facing. The fighting fills of Philadelphia, they've got a hell of a lineup. They've got guys that played in the World Series a couple years ago and lost. They've got a team that's fighting for first place, a team with guys that put bat to ball, can hit home runs, can put pressure on you. Kyle Schwarber is a demon. What an absolute beast that guy is. He's on a tear right now from winning the All-Star game. He has not slowed down. And yeah, I knew once Will Warren came out of the game and he had a little bit of trouble, you know, his pitch count got up there, but the will to Warren, like, I'm not mad at Will Warren at all tonight. Will Warren is a whole rookie, bro. I think Will Warren made either his first start or one of his first starts last year around the trade deadline down in Citizens Bank Park against the Philadelphia Phillies. And, you know, tonight he goes out there, he only gives up two runs, his pitch count's, it's up at 89, at second inning, and, you know, he got in a little bit of trouble. But when he left, I felt...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fine. You know, when he left, I'm like, all right, you know, the Yankees, they had multiple leads in this game. The Bronx Bombers were back. All we do is hit home runs if we're gonna score, right? That's how they were doing it in Toronto. It carried over to Yankee Stadium today. But solo shots, it's not enough. Solo shots aren't beating anybody. Three-run homers win ball games. And, man, did the Philadelphia Phillies open up a can. I was out of there. I didn't see the ninth inning. I didn't see too much of the end of that game. I listened to it. But basically where we're at, folks, is, you know, you go to the bullpen, and these guys are cooked, man. They're overused. Tim Hill is the most used arm in the bullpen. He's out there multiple times a week, and I can't even be mad at him. Luke Weaver, he actually, like, he got better. Like, he came back soon, too soon, in my opinion. He struggled, and he kind of just righted the ship a little bit, but then he gets got tonight. Folks are going to make a lot about Paul Goldschmidt and him trying to throw out Trey Turner at the plate. Trey Turner is one of the faster guys. Everybody knows that. I mean, you can be upset with him not, I don't know, holding that ball, putting it in his pocket or whatever, but he wasn't getting Trey Turner. And I know Boone defended him. I'll play the audio from Boone. If you listen to the postgame, you just heard it, but I see people going crazy about it on Twitter. What are you expecting at this point? I don't know what to tell you guys, man. That's a disappointing one because they rallied back. That's a disappointing one because you know you need bullpen repair. You know you need bullpen help ASAP. And, it just did not work out the way that we had hoped. And, you know, you tip your cap to Philadelphia. The Phillies are a good team, man. They have a lot of guys that can hit, not just at the top of that lineup, which obviously Trey Turner with four hits tonight, Schwarber with three, and like he hits the ball hard, man. Homer in the fifth, homer in the eighth, and they put pressure on you. You get in a little bit of trouble, you know. Guys get on you, get in a little bit of trouble, and that's the other thing too with the Yankees and all the talk about the defense and them making a move today to bring someone in to shore up the defense. It's almost like you're expecting it to happen. You're expecting them to throw the ball around. I'm hoping not, but when they do, I'm in the stadium. I'm talking to people. I can hear people, oh, here we go again. And I'm like, Paul Goldschmidt, I don't know, put the ball in your pocket. It doesn't matter, man. It is what it is. Like I said, Turner is fast. He's not getting Turner. And then, you know, Real Muto homers and the Philly fans are in their chin. Eagles spelling it out, and they're getting louder. But then, you know, Jordan Romano sucks. Former Blue Jay. He struggles in Yankee Stadium. You know, he gave us some hope. He gave us some life. You know, and Volpe with that homer pulling the ball and it just getting over the fence, it was like, all right, we're in this one. And, you know, the people were in there believing. Some people were in there believing, hey, we're going to battle back. You know, even Boone going to Ben Rice and taking Peraza out of the game. I'm like, all right, let's go. You know, he pinch hits for Peraza. He gets on, and he ends up, coming in off the Judge sack fly. But, yeah, you guys know what happened after that. Not enough. When you look at the bullpen, and from Hill to Weaver to Hamilton, they each give up two runs, and then Scott Efros, four. And, yeah, Scott Efros cleaning up his locker. Yorbit Vivas cleaning up his locker. And the Yankees now have to come out and win the next two games to win this series. And you know what? The Met fans that were in the building tonight, you should have been screaming, let's go Yankees. You should have been cheering a little bit harder. Yeah, I put it on the Met fan. You don't want to root for the Yankees? Tonight was a night where we needed your energy in there. I don't know, man. I'm not going to let this one get me down. It sucks because, like I said, they opened up a can of whoop-ass late. Like when people look at the box score that didn't watch the game, people that weren't there, they're going to say, oh, wow, the Yankees got smoked. But no, the Yankees had two leads. The Yankees rallied back. I mean, the Yankees were up, what, 2-0. The Yankees were up, 3. You know, Stanton homered, Volpe homered, Wells homered, Belly homered. Judge had a little bit of a rough go, but did have the sack fly. And you're just looking for answers. You're looking for bullpen help, ASAP. And that's where we're at, folks. Ryan McMahon, come on down. I'll give you an opportunity to be this version of yourself with the Yankees that we hope you can be. I mean, my hopes are that he's better than what we've had. And I think he will be. I'm not mad at that trade at all. I'm happy with that trade. But I think there's more. That trade looks better when they add some high-leverage relievers. We need another lefty out of the pen. We need somebody with swing and miss stuff. We need somebody that's just got a low ERA. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they have to give up to go get it. But I think now with this game tonight, after you make your first move and your bullpen gives up 10 runs, it is screaming. It is so loud that you need to revamp this bullpen. If there's anything you do, it's to revamp this bullpen. But, I mean, you need starting pitching help too. Will Warren is a rookie. He battled the will to Warren. He gave up the 2-run bomb. But whatever, the Yankees were still in it. I'm not mad at Will Warren. I was honestly fearful for Will Warren because he struggled against National League teams with good lineups. But then you got Stroman on the mound tomorrow, and Stroman has been a pleasant surprise here coming back from the IL. But when you think about Will Warren's stuff, how hard he throws, the fastball, what he has, you know, and then you think about Marcus Stroman and what he has in his arsenal is completely different. Let's see, you know, quick turnaround here, day game tomorrow. Let's see what Marcus Stroman brings and what this lineup does against him. And then you've got Rodon going on Sunday. Just let's not get swept. I felt like tonight was the one that they needed. I felt like they needed this one tonight. I felt like they were in it and they potentially were going to rally back and have it. But now you've got Stroman tomorrow against Ranger Suarez, and then you've got Zach Wheeler on Sunday against Carlos Rodon. And I mean, if they get swept in Yankee Stadium by the Phillies, it is going to get really loud. And now we're going to start to bring in the fans that are going to get really loud on the fan. Some may not be in a laughing mood like I am. Some may not be in a, you know, mood to just say, hey, you know, it's going to be all right. We'll get some bullpen help and we'll push forward. Let's take a break here. I'm going to get some water. I'm going to look for some stats from like Katie Sharp and some of the reporters. I'm sure that, you know, it always kind of tells the story post game when you see what the Yankee beat reporters write. We'll get some audio from Boone and some of the players as well. But yeah, really, this is a night I want to hear from the Yankee fan. How you feeling? What are you thinking? I jokingly said you go from the June swoon to July, you cry. There's been a lot of Yankee tears this month. And, you know, we want these guys to lock in and play better. And I think some new energy in the clubhouse with Ryan McMahon, some new energy soon to come with some new relievers. And hey, somebody's got to go. I've been saying that this roster is clunky as hell. Somebody's going to get sent away that you might not be thinking about, and that will shake the room, and that's necessary. That's necessary. There is no giving up, as I already see, you know, calls coming in, sell at the deadline, Yankees aren't making the postseason. No. It's July 25th. July 31st is the trade deadline. They have to continue to make moves, to shore up this team. There's enough talent on this team, enough hitters on this team. You can never have enough pitching. Get us some bullpen help, maybe get us another starter, and then let's see what happens. If they end up being a wild card team, so be it. Maybe they got to get hot from the wild card spot. I know it's tough for fans to think about the fact that the Yankees had a 7.5 game lead in first place, and now we find ourselves 5.5 back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.